For students of archaeology, whether amateur or professional, commentator Craig Childs says there are treasures nearby no matter where you live.
I come up every day to a clearing in the forest above my home. I sit in the shade, my laptop open, clicking away. Someone else used to come up and work here too. There are bits of stone flakes and broken arrowheads lying about, and a couple of grinding stones. These are several hundred years old at least. I imagine people used to clean deer skins up here and grind pinion nuts. I noticed a couple of days ago a divot that had been taken out of a juniper tree. It had been made sharp in the old wood, sign of a metal blade. Maybe 80 years ago someone had taken 5 swings with a hand axe and then given up. Probably a homesteader from the valley below, maybe a ranch hand sent out for construction wood. I traced a finger into the gash, reading how this person had directed the blows, each landing precisely in the same place. It was someone accustomed to handling an axe. The country is brimming with small historic sites like this. It's just a matter of learning how to see them. In the town nearest me, there's a wooden barn dwindling away in a field, every season turning a shade more platinum, leading a little farther north. Each time I pass it, I wonder how many slick, newborn lambs once fell into its hay. Places like these are discrete windows of history. They're more alluring, more personal than any plaque or informative kiosk could be. My brief commute has brought me hundreds of years around, traveling the same paths as homesteaders and Ute deerskinners. And just for a moment, I imagine we can see each other across the centuries. Then I return to my own time, flipping open my computer and rattling the forest with my keystrokes.
Commentator Craig Childs is the author of Soul of Nowhere, Traversing Grace in a Rugged Land. He lives in the West Elk Mountains of Colorado.